Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. As we mentioned just a moment ago in our previous segment, there have been a handful of legal challenges to Governor Pritzker's stay-at-home orders in recent weeks. An Illinois judge granted an exception to the stay-at-home order to one Illinois lawmaker, Representative Darren Bailey. Another filed a broader challenge, and a church is suing as well. For a perspective on these cases and what Illinois' governor can and cannot do, this morning I called up one of the most knowledgeable people I know on the Illinois Constitution. Anne Lucene is a professor at the University of Illinois Chicago's John Marshall Law School. She was also once the parliamentarian of the Illinois House, and even more on point, she was on staff at Illinois' most recent constitutional convention back in 1970. Professor Anne Lucene, welcome to the 21st.
My pleasure.
So, I want to begin by asking about State Representative Darren Bailey filed a lawsuit against Governor Pritzker's stay-at-home order saying it violated his civil rights. A judge ruled in his favor, but that decision only applied to him, so the stay-at-home order is still in place. But now at least one other person, another Republican state representative, John Cabello, has sued, seeking to block the order for the whole state. I wonder, what do you think of their legal arguments?
They're not very good, but I noticed that Representative Bailey has asked that the order in his favor be vacated so he can present new evidence, which he says he's going to present, which was unknown before. I have no idea what he's talking about. What new evidence? But we are on the merits. I don't think they have much of an argument. Can you say that the order should be changed on occasion and maybe not for everywhere in the state? Yes, I think we can talk about that. But the statement, it violates my civil rights because I want to leave my house, it just doesn't work.
Why does the governor have the power to order people to stay at home? What in Illinois gives him that?
First of all, he has supreme executive power under the Illinois Constitution. And although he cannot be a tyrant, I mean, these statements, he's a tyrant, that's ridiculous. There is a national emergency. The President of the United States has declared an absolute national emergency that implicates national security. And the point is that he also has an Illinois Emergency Powers Act, which allows him to do, so far as I can gather, everything that he has done so far.
And we don't know yet if the governor will extend the stay-at-home order. It's currently extended through the end of May, but I gather from your perspective, he would still have the authority to continue to do that if he felt
yes,
it was necessary.
Yes, but probably a modified order. Certainly things seem to be going a little better in Illinois. I suspect he's considering allowing a number of things. For instance, instead of saying no church services and no graduations, you know, he's now beginning to rethink this. The real question is not whether there are 10 people in a church or 11 people. The question is how far apart are they? If they are 6 feet apart and they are in a huge cavernous church like the Episcopal Cathedral or the Catholic Cathedral here in Chicago, you can fit 50 people in quite easily and be very safe, especially if they're all wearing masks.
You know, I want to ask about, you mentioned churches, and as you know, there was an Illinois church that filed a lawsuit last week in federal court over the extended stay-at-home order. This is in Lena. It's a rural community in the northwest part of the state, and they had been forced to close. A federal judge denied the order, but the church reportedly held a service Sunday anyway, and I wonder, what do you think about this distinction where churches, you know, previously at least were non-essential operations as compared to, say, liquor stores and marijuana businesses that were deemed essential? What do you think about those distinctions?
Well, I think we made a terrible mistake by dividing us between essential and non-essential people. You, as a member of the press, are essential. I, as a law professor, am not essential. How do you think that makes me feel? And I understand how the churches feel here, because the real distinction, as I say, is whether they can be 6 feet apart and wash their hands, you know, use hand sanitizer, wear masks, and be 6 feet apart. That's the real distinction. As to the religious issue, which this church is bringing up, They are wrong. Religion does not have that kind of a special role in the United States when it comes to public health.
I was going to ask about that because you read the Constitution and it says, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of religion. Why does the government have the power to say you need to stay away from your synagogue or church building or mosque or wherever it is?
Because it isn't so much you stay away from them, but you cannot gather there. They can do anything they want, as Judge Lee said in his opinion this morning about the church. There is a saying, there is a phrase of Jesus in the book of Matthew, where two or three are gathered together in my name, lo, there am I in the midst of them. They can always meet. They can meet in some homes. They can meet in various places, but we're talking about 10 people together. And it's getting to be at maybe 10 isn't the right number. As I say, maybe the issue is more 6 feet apart. But you cannot carve out something except for churches, because churches are still going to be spreading the disease. And the horrible thing is, if these people are all sitting next to each other in church pews, they're going to be dying.
And the last thing I want to ask you about is where you think, not just the church case, but particularly the two Republican state representatives who have sued to try and block the stay-at-home order in general, where do you think these cases are going to go?
They'll go to the Illinois Supreme Court, but probably within the next 2 weeks, there will be a certain loosening of the governor's executive order so that in some of the less populated areas of the state, like Clay County, where Representative Bailey comes from, maybe it isn't so necessary to have everybody talking about 10 people together. Maybe they're all already 6 feet apart from each other. I don't know. Here in Chicago, it's a very different situation.
Ann Lucene is a professor of constitutional law at the University of Illinois Chicago's John Marshall Law School. Professor Lucene, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
My pleasure.